Time for a catch-up with Mel Parsons. She's about to release her sixth studio album. She's just dropped her new single. There's a quick Kiwi album release tour, and then she's off to Canada. Mel Parsons, back with us. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
In the new video where you're driving around in a Corolla, whose Corolla is that?
Not Corolla. It's mine. It's a Toyota Noah, for those people who really want to know.
It's a Toyota Noah. What's the Noah equivalent of?
I don't know. It's essentially a people mover.
Is that your 3 under 5 car?
You got it. It's got electric sliding doors, Mike. It's actually a great joy to drive.
I tell you what, it's a nice video. The reason I was thinking this is a nice video and it's a nice song. And the only thing that put me off, because I'm OCD, is, and possibly OCDC, is you should have cleaned the windows, Mel.
Oh, no, that was part of the art direction. Do you know what? What I wanted, I'm glad that you noticed that, because I just wanted a normal, just kind of normal monotonous looking thing. I didn't want a fancy car. I know you like fancy cars, Mike, but me, I just wanted it to be real for people that don't clean their cars.
It's real. Are your kids? I'm kidding, of course. Kids musical, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, we think so. I think, surely. I don't know if I can qualify that with anything. You know, they love music, but no one's showing any particular extreme talents at this early stage. But I mean, we're not particularly pushy. So
what I'm interested in also at six albums. And by the way, just before I forget, your time in Canada, when you lived in Canada, and it seemed to be somewhere in the Rockies. I'm at the Rockies at the moment. I've got a thing called iFit. You know, iFit in a bicycle with a screen in front of it.
I've heard of it, but yeah, that sounds amazing.
Anyway, you can go anywhere in the world, and in the current program I'm doing, I am in the Rockies in Canada, and it looks amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. It's like being kind of in a movie. It's like living in a movie.
Is it life affirming and good for creative people?
I think so. For me, it was. Yeah. It was. I mean, it's tricky. You know, you don't want things too beautiful, otherwise you just spend your whole time kind of looking around and none with your head down working. But it's a good place to draw inspiration from, for sure.
Good, because you're going back there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah, not to the Rockies. I'm just going up. I'm to the West Coast. I'm just playing the Vancouver Folk Festival, which is going to be really cool.
How much of this do you yourself? So you record at home, you got your own label, do you book? And I mean, are you like a one-woman whirling dervish?
I might put that in my bio, Mike. I'm self-managed, so I drive a lot of it, but I do have a great team of people who help. I've got a great booking agent here, a New Zealand publicity team, and I've got helpers doing all the lots of different bits, but I essentially steer the ship. Yeah,
fantastic. This home recording,
for better or worse.
Yeah, no, fair enough. What I'm interested in with home recording, because it's been one of the great developments of the modern musical age in the last couple of decades, of course, is do you get the vibe? In other words, you know, if I would imagine that if you've hired a studio and you're going in, you've arrived to do some things. Whereas at home, you can go, oh, no, I'll just sit down, turn it on and see how it goes. Do you get a bit of that?
Yeah, there's definitely that. I think when you're going specifically into an off-site studio, you definitely have a lot more of a, these are the hours that we've got, it's very expensive, so we're going to really knuckle down. Whereas I think that one of the joys of you know, working from home, my partner's got he's essentially got a studio at home, so it's sort of half and half, really. That's what he works as a producer. So, but the problem is, like you say, you know, it's almost never ending. It's very hard to finish things because you're like, oh, well, we could try something else out, you know, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. How do you feel about everything so far with a sixth studio album? I mean, you're starting to get into that territory now where you're a seasoned pro.
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel lucky, actually, that I'm still doing it, and it still brings me great joy and a lot of energy, and I feel like I feel like I might be a lifer, to be honest.
It's like this is you. This is what it is.
Yeah, it is a funny thing that I do notice now. Suddenly, like when I, you know, I go to write a set list for a show, I'm like, oh, which record was that one off again? I'm actually becoming the cliche, you know.
Isn't that lovely? It's funny you should say that because when I talked to Greg Johnson a couple of weeks ago, and he had started cataloguing in a little book all his songs that he can choose to, you know, put on the set list, and he counted. I think he said he had got to 87. And so he felt like, you know, that's a lot to choose from. That's a lot of material. That's a good body of work.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot to choose from. It's a lot to remember too. Like I find now if I get requests at shows, sometimes I'm just like, I'm so sorry, I've got no idea how that song goes, you know.
Oh, really? What's his name? I'm desperately trying to remember his name from Dominion Road.
Don McGlashan,
right. So Don McGlashan comes into the studio one day. This is years ago, right? And everyone comes into the studio and they go, I say, what's the song? And they go, well, whatever it is, Dominion Road. He goes, you tell me what you want and I'll play it. And I thought, no way in the world. And one of my favourite songs of his is In My Room. Do you know In My Room?
Oh, I don't know if I do. And I consider myself a pretty big fan.
Well, there you go. You look up Don McGlashan In My Room, and that'll be a hit. You'll love it forever.
Okay,
You'll probably want to cover it. Anyway, I thought, I'm going to get you, mate. And I said, my favourite, hand on heart, Don, is In My Room. He goes, no problem. And he played it just like that.
Well, see, Don's brilliant. He's just brilliant in all the ways.
But so are you, Mel.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, you've done the song, you've sent us, because you can't be with us. What is it? And is it a special version of it?
It is a very special, we recorded it just for you, actually. It's recorded just live, just me and the guitar, and it's called Circling the City, which is
my new single
in the video that came out on Friday, yeah.
Yeah, and do you change it up in the version? Do you sort of go, do you riff a bit or do something really crazy with it, or...?
I haven't gone too crazy. No, I've gone pretty true to the original. Okay. I thought Mike's hearing this. I really want to make a good impression.
All right. Well, what we'll do, I'll give you the option now. Do you want to hang around till after the break and you can introduce the song, or do you want to end this now and I'll just introduce it?
Oh, look, you choose. That's too many options for me this time of the morning. Whatever works.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, Mel. I'm going to put you on hold and you can come back in a moment and introduce your own song. Don't go away. Mel, this is the bit where you go, I say, what have you got for us, Mel? And you go...
What I was going to say, Mike, is I've actually got a tour coming up in June, 14, 15, 16, Christchurch, Auckland, Wellington, for this new single and album. The song that I've just recorded for you is called Circling the City.
Fantastic. Always good to catch up. Go well on the tour, go well on Canada, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Take care. Mel Parsons, she's done the intro.
Circling the city in the middle of the night. Wheels on the road, too tired to fight about it. So many places I can't go. No road to home, no road to home. And I'm always so tired. I'm done. Please remember me. Yeah, I used to be fun. I burned a bridge, I cut a tie. Sadness like a razor blade. Oh, the motion we forgave. And I'm always so tired. I am done, I am done. Please remember me. Yeah, you. am done. Please remember me. Yeah, it used to be fun. And I'm always so tired. I am done. I am done.
Voice, isn't it? Just for us, recorded yesterday, June 14, Christchurch, 15, Auckland, and the 16th in Wellington. The sixth album coming shortly from Mel Parsons. Mike Mel Parsons, what a lovely, lovely lady. Yes, she is. Mike, never heard of this lady, but love her. We need more happy, laughing people. That's true, Trudy. Mike, great chat with Mel. You genuinely come across as two old friends who are just catching up. Well, there you go. That's what we want. That's what we're all about. I'd never met her before.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.